Then item two, matters arising. I think we have a few items. Paragraph 4.5 on the enhancement of pedestrian connectivity in Tsim Sha Tsui. The pedestrian connection arrangement after the closure of SOGO has been proposed by the New World Development, and it was circulated to members on the 20th of January. Comments that has been raised by members have been summarized and conveyed both to the Transport Department and to New World Development. May I invite Mr. Alex Yeung of Transport Department to update members on the latest development, please?
After hearing your viewpoints, we've discussed with the New World's agent about the construction method. We expressed that we would like to provide extra temporary access from the ground level to the exit J4. So they proposed to close exit J4, for about 8 months. And they have now think out a proposal to open some temporary access, extra temporary access to the ground level. But they need to create with the fire services department first, because they use those emergency door to do so. But the latest development is that the agent told us they are going to change the construction method. So the important point is that the closure of the exit J4 will be put off for about 1 year. So basically, there won't be too much pedestrian problem, because by that time, it's likely that the new pedestrian crossing opposite to Peninsula Hotel will already be in place. So if that's the time schedule, then it will not be a big deal for the pedestrian problem. But that's the latest news that I've heard from them. It's still subject to their actual verification to the public or to the commission. Yeah.
Thanks for the update. So is there any other comments? If not, then it's paragraph 4.7. The Lands Department actually was looking into the legal interpretation of the list, as we have requested, to ascertain if the grantee of this lot had any obligation under the lease to provide and to maintain this public access. But as we have seen in the New World Development's proposal, it has already indicated that it would provide such a public access. So I believe that there's no need for further follow-up action required for this particular item. Okay. Then paragraph 5.15 about the West Kowloon Cultural District, and that would be our agenda item number 5 in this meeting, so we would wait until then. Then paragraph 7.2, any other business? Concerning the site visit to the Tsuen Wan waterfront, the task force secretariat is now liaising with the secretariat of the Tsuen Wan District Council with a view to organize not just a site visit, but also a sharing session between the task force members as well as DC members. So the secretariat would issue invitation to members when the date can be fixed, and it is suggested to be held in March or in April this year. So we wait until the secretariat send us the information, and hopefully many of us will be able to join. And as you can see, with our new co-opted members, the task force really want to establish a closer relationship with the district council to understand various local issues. Okay, so as far as I can see, there's no other matters arising for follow-up at the 14th meeting.